this episode, this podcast, we talk about pretty much the usual ranting about stuff in my week and hell. Enjoy.
power off.
Oh, that's my speaker cutting off. We all have to get on one page. I'm excluding myself, I'm not Democrat anymore. Most likely I will vote Democrats. Speaking as a, speaking like I'm a political analyst. I'm speaking as a political analyst for Biden. You have to grab every Democrat, you gotta get Tulsi Gabbard, you gotta get Bernie, you gotta get Warren, you gotta get everybody on the same page. That's your message. It's not gonna work. And, I don't know. To be completely honest, I think Trump is trying to sabotage his campaign. He doesn't want to be president anymore. He may just want to go back to being the billionaire. Fake billionaire. And for the Democrats, this can be won. We can win this. They can win this. See, you keep making me think I'm a Democrat again. I'm not a Democrat, man. I'm not. But what I'm saying, they can win this. You guys can win it. You definitely have a better chance than with Hillary. Biden has a chance, but you got this far left thing that's creating all this chaos. It's gonna get people that are in the middle, independents, to vote for Trump. Don't wanna do that. You want to keep them in the middle. Bring them back to the Democrats. I mean, I like AOC, but it's not her time yet. You have to scale it back. 2024 is her time. She's gonna run. She's gonna be the first women's president. I predict that months ago. Anyway, yeah, she killed her her election. She won by a lot. I mean, I know that's where the party's going, but I don't think she'd be going this far, because as you see, you don't have the solutions. Well, the far left don't have a lot of solutions to solve. A lot of shit's going on. That's what lies the chaos and conflict. So, that being said, you guys should just scale it back, bring everybody on the middle, get everybody on one message. We can talk about the jobs, the coronavirus, unemployment. Keep hitting that point. People dying. This should be easy. Easy. It's not rocket science. All this stuff you're doing with the defunding the police, that's cool, but it ain't cool. Because you gotta have solutions to these problems. I mean, if you're going to defund the police, who are we going to put? You can't just not have police. You got to have police. You can't just have people. People going to commit more crimes. Crime rate's going to. Look at New York. People getting shot. Like, it's insane. So. You have to have police. You can't have those, what's those guys' name that was in New York? They wasn't cops, but they act like they cops. I forgot, Hell's Angels, some shit. We can't have that, because it's like Antifa and Proud Boys is not. Don't need that shit, man. We need police reform. We need a lot of rules to make it hard for you to become a police officer. You gotta go through training. You gotta go through training all the time. Still, when you're a police officer, you know you're getting, you still gotta train. Weekly training to learn not to lose your shit. Shoot somebody. Especially a black person. Now, it's gonna be tricky. And Democrats, they can call out Trump for that. His police reform thing wasn't good enough, wasn't strong enough. So many things we can fight Trump on, but not. But you're not. Not doing a good job of getting out that message. You know, the message we're giving out is we're violent, we're angry. That's it. Even though there's a lot of activists that are giving out solutions, but they're not in the news. All about the stupid shit. That's the problem. We get the activists that have the solutions, we get them all in one room, I don't know. All on one Zoom call. You have the Democratic Convention in one big Zoom call. You have the activists speaking, not just as the usual people, the DNC, gotta get rid of that shit. They definitely had to get rid of the DNC, because that's so rigged. They fuck around and bring Hillary back. We're bringing Hillary back out of nowhere. And that just ruins everything. I could talk about politics all day, so annoying, but I'm not running for office, so I can't do anything. Maybe one day I might run for a local office and I'm getting older or something, I don't know. Democrat Party needs to focus on realism, reality. Most of these politicians, they don't do nothing but campaign for who's paying them the most money. This company's paying me the most money. I'm going to do what they say, not for what the people want. It's never been like this. Republicans, Democrats, they only do what whoever gives them the most money. Got to get rid of that shit. Everything needs to be restructured, reformed. Everything. The way people work, make minimum wage, these restaurants, that needs to be restructured. Blue collar jobs, everything, the way people get paid, needs to be restructured. even with these gig economy jobs, they need to get restructured already. It's like a mass overhaul, restructure. I mean, I can understand where the activists and protesters, they want restructure. We all want restructure. We have to do it in a smart way. That's what I'm going to keep talking about, I guess, until something happens. I don't know. All right, moving along. Let's talk about it. Hope I'm making some music soon. Hope to be doing some collabs with some people that I listen to, I'm a fan of. That's what I need to start doing. I need to start putting people I listen to, I'm a fan of. Start putting their music on my podcast. Yes, hopefully they'll be doing something like that soon. I do want to start a band, but I don't know how that's going to work. Everybody's scattered all over the place. We could do it, but we would have to rehearse. Got to be in one room. Eventually, can do everything on the internet. I've listened to this podcast. Like you're saying, do what you like, and everything else will fall into place. And what I like doing is making music. I don't like creating stuff. I don't know anything else I'm doing with my life. And that's about it. I do want to, make some passive income for myself, as far as like investing into real estate, whatever. I still want to do that, but I don't know, maybe making music can lead me into that some kind of way, I don't know. Open up doors. How about opening up doors? I never touched on the Chris D'Elia thing. As you know, Chris D'Elia is a very funny, popular comic. Some allegations of grooming underage women into, I guess, having sex with them when they get older or something. I don't know. There's a lot of text messages, and he came out and said his side. So I don't know. He's one of the reasons I started this podcast, because he's doing it by himself, and thought, maybe I could just do a podcast by myself, because I seen him doing it by himself. And, I don't know, it's kind of fucked up, but, yeah, that sucks. For the women, and especially the women, I don't know. Sorry that that happened to them. Yeah, I don't know. He has a career anymore. Okay, what else I haven't touched on? The Jadakiss and Fabulous battle versus Thing. I knew Jadakiss was gonna win. Jadakiss is so entertaining that he's actually been trending all week on Twitter. I guess that's a good thing for his career. Being drunk and having fun. I think they should do the versus battles like the way they did it from now on. That was pretty dope. Yeah, man. All I have for you guys this week. Thank you guys for listening. Whoever listened to this podcast and sharing my thoughts on stuff. And see you guys next week. Happy 4th of July. Happy not 4th of July. I thought 4th of July was canceled. I don't know. Apparently it's not because people are still doing them. Hopefully you get around people, family, whoever you're hanging out with this weekend. Just wear a mask and don't be around a lot of people. I don't know. Yeah, the corona's spiking everywhere. Yeah. Good idea. I said this like months ago. They should have waited till everybody caught the coronavirus. He came up with some kind of, and did more testing. Came up with some kind of, not a vaccine, but some kind of antibiotics that will get rid of it. And then reopen. I don't think we should reopen anything to like, we could reopen at least to September, because it'll be flu season again. It's gonna be another wave. So we just created a wave that we shouldn't have even created. And this is where we're at. Oh, Brie Larson. Brie Larson, the movie star, has created a YouTube channel. That's been trending all over the internet today. Yeah, and I actually subscribe because that's, I want to see what that's going to be about, because I watch a lot of YouTube. So, that's it. I'm not going to share with you guys. So, guys, have a safe weekend. Be blessed. Stay humble. Show gratitude to one another. And we out of here. Hit the music.